Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. When you're at the website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life you desire. Also, when you're at the site, go to the blog, and you're going to see lots of summer recipes on there, healthy eating, great for picnics, lots of great giveaways from our guests on the show, lots of fun stuff. And check out my books. That website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, last week, you'll remember on the show, we had numerologist Joseph Gabby on the show, and many of you did not have the opportunity for Joseph to do a reading on you. Well, as I promised, I told you I would get him booked on again. So mark your calendars, folks. Joseph will be back on the show Thursday, August the 23rd. So many more of you can have a numerology reading. So again, that date is for Thursday, August the 23rd. Okay. So Christopher, my friend,
yes,
how
dear.
Are you this week? What's new with you?
Well, I did get to have a little break in the action yesterday, and it was the 4th of July, of course, here in America, the United States of America. That's our big, big birthday, 236 years old, by the way.
Wow.
And the country still looks very good for its age, you know, even though it's 236. And Lena, myself, Hayden, we went to Block Island yesterday, which is an island off the coast of Rhode Island, which the WBLQ callers are actually named after. BLQ stood for Block initially. So it's a beautiful area, and we got to see fireworks last night. Now, Adrian, my stepson, he's in Florida visiting his biological father down there for the summer. That's what he usually does in the summer. So it was Hayden, Lena, and I. And
nice.
We went down to Block Island. Beautiful, gorgeous weather, even though it was very hot along the beach. It was beautiful, and when we got back, we saw fireworks everywhere.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm Canadian, and up here in Canada, we have our fireworks on July the 1st, and we've had such a heat wave up here. I love it because we spend so much time by the water, and normally our dogs freak out because they're scared of the fireworks. I normally have to watch the fireworks from our bedroom window with our bedroom doors shut and the TV cranked up so they won't hear or see them, and they were doing pretty good this year, so there wasn't that many people doing the fireworks like there normally is.
My goodness, I'm going to smack myself as I'm listening to you, because the most important part of the story, I left a person out of our trip to Block Island. Earlier this week, one of Lena's relatives from Massachusetts had to, basically because of scheduling and all of that stuff, one of her cousins has a beautiful 5-year-old Shih Tzu dog.
Oh,
and we went up and basically through family adopted her into our family, and we went up there actually it was Thursday night last week, and she sleeps with us every night, and we took her on the ferry because they allow dogs on the ferry to Block Island, and she also set foot on Block Island for the first time, and then when we took her back, she was actually watching the fireworks. She wasn't scared at all. She was actually watching them.
Now, is she a young dog?
She's 5 years old. She'll be six this fall.
Because I find that I never had problems with my female dogs, but it was the males as they got older. And Willie now, he's 10. And it just seems like now he's starting to freak out. Gus, who actually he's going to be 3 in another week. It doesn't bother him at all. So I don't know if it's a male dog thing or not. But
it could be.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't tell you her name, though. Her name is Bella.
Bella, oh my gosh, how cute is that? You have to send me pictures after.
Yeah, I'm actually going to email you one.
Oh, good. Well, you know what our excitement was this week? Last night, actually, Ross and I went to the horse races. Last week, we went to an auction. Well, we went to the horse races last night. We got to share with the folks something that I have done for years as a way. It started to prove to myself that I had my health back when I had challenges with Crohn's disease and that I could go out, was I would try something new every month. Well, we have continued that even now that I have my health and I'm completely disease free. And so Ross and I just decided that we were going to go to the horse races. Now, I don't know how to gamble. I don't even know how you ask to say when you buy, like you buy your tickets, you know, when you go to the ticket, I guess, to put in a... can you hear how I don't even know what I'm talking about?
I don't know either. So
well, when you want to say which horse won, you know, I went to the counter and I said that I wanted to put a $2 bet down on the horse to come in third. So the guy said, "Yo, you want it to show." So we went with $20. We were there all evening, and we came home. I came home with $30. I made $10. I was so excited over this, and that was our fun excitement last night. But I'm not used to staying up late, and we got home at like 10:30. So that was our excitement, I was feeling old when I woke up this morning because that I'm not used to being that laid out. How bad is that, right? but we have to, before we start the show, we have to talk about something that happened on Tuesday. My favorite actor passed away, Andy Griffiths. I loved him in Matlock. And I loved watching the Andy Griffiths show. Andy was 86 years old when he passed away. Very, very special man. Did you ever watch those shows?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I still continue to watch them whenever I can find a rerun. And yeah. I'm a big Don Knotts fan, who we also lost. And
yes.
You know what I like about it is that the name of the town was Mayberry. And even though Westerly is a little bit bigger than what they portrayed Mayberry as, I equate a lot of what you see on Andy Griffith to where we are here in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I loved it. It was a good quality show. Andy Griffith, like the Andy Griffith show was in the 60s. I was born in 62, so I, you know, would see the reruns years later, but... Mm-hmm. Matlock, I loved watching it every day, every chance that I got, and we get those old channels now, so I love watching that show. But you know what, he was a very special man, a great actor, and he will definitely be missed. And I just want to take a minute and I want to send our prayers on behalf of all of us here at the show, our thoughts and our prayers to the family of this great actor. So our thoughts are with you folks. Now on to more positive things. Chris, would you say that you're aware of synchronicities that happen in your life?
You mean like things happening at the same time? Like, what do you mean by synchronicity?
Well, things that unfold and that you see how one thing leads to another and the reason behind everything and that.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it just happened today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to have to get you, we'll have to get the guest on the show and then we're going to have to talk about it because this show is all about tuning into synchronicities. And we have got such a great guest today. She is my friend, Dorothy Jean Ingst. And Dorothy is the publisher of such a great magazine. It's called True Blue Spirit. Chris, you remember I was talking about how I was featured in the magazine for the June and July issue.
Yes.
This is the magazine that I'm featured in. So folks, I have to encourage you to check out this magazine, True Blue Spirit. Now, I want you all to know that Dorothy, she herself has experienced many synchronicities through her life, but it wasn't until after her father visited her from the other side that she really started to pay attention to them. And this has now taken her on a whole new journey, as a part of which is publishing. Through her magazine, Dorothy features articles from writers around the world who share their experience in the pursuit of intuitive living. I want to invite you all to learn more about Dorothy and check out her magazine at truebluespirit.com. So let's bring Dorothy on the show now, and then Chris will hear about what happened with you today. So,
sure.
Dorothy, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thanks so much, Sue. Great to hear from you.
Well, we have to share with everyone. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat because you got to tell everybody what we're waiting for in your home. Because we may have to hear your phone ring at your end and then you run.
and waiting is exactly it, because she's in the hospital now. My second eldest daughter is due with her second child and my sixth grandchild.
And you go in the delivery room, you said, every time.
Yes, I've been in the other five deliveries, and I'll be in this one too. You know, as soon as we finish chatting, I'll zip down there.
Like I said, you know what? If you get that call and you say, you got to go, babies don't wait for radio shows to end.
That's right.
We're covered here. We've got everything in place. And, like, you know, the whole show is about everything happening for a reason. So we're going to have an interesting show. But I know, like, you have been in the deliveries. Folks, if any of you have the opportunity to be in a delivery room with your child, it is phenomenal. I was there when my oldest daughter had our grandson. We have one grandson. And, oh, there's nothing like it. You know, you feel the pain, don't you, Dorothy, as your child goes
through it? That's right. Yeah. You wish you could do it for them.
I know. And I was finding, I was, you know, the he's and the haws you do. I was doing that, and I was kind of making myself, like, almost a hyperventilating.
That's right. Needed the brown paper bag, right?
Exactly. Well, on that note, let's take a quick break. And I want to tell everyone that you got the opportunity today to phone in. You can ask Dorothy and I your questions by phoning in to the switchboard at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can ask us questions through your instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com website. So we're going to take a short break now. When we come back, we'll get right into the synchronicities. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformations Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is my friend Dorothy Jean Angst. She is the publisher of a great magazine I want you all to check out. It's called True Blue Spirit Magazine, and I happen to be a featured article there this month. It's in the June and July issue. Dorothy, before we get into talking about the synchronicities, you have a special offer that you're giving all the listeners of the show. Do you want to share that with everyone?
Sure. I'm happy to do that, Sue. Okay. We have a website, trueBlueSpirit.com, and you can take a membership on that website, which gives you access to all the back issues as well as the current issues of the magazine. We also do some special readings for our members, and we have different draws and all sorts of things that go on there. So normally it's $15 a year for a membership on there, but anyone listening to the show today can go on and get that for $4.95. All they have to do is click on your image on the main page of our website, and mm-hmm. it's going to take them to a special location. It'll ask for a password, and that password is radio. Mm-hmm. And then they can go in and get the $15 value for just $4.95.
And guys, I can tell you, it is a great magazine. I really, really love it. And if you're looking for spiritual growth for yourself, looking for information, this is a great magazine to help you to gain more knowledge on your spirituality. Now, if you haven't wrote down what Dorothy told you, I have put those details on my website blog. So if you go to AskSueLondon.com, click on the blog button, and you'll see it comes up a wonderful chickpea healthy salad. That's our picnic salad we make every time we go out every week now. Underneath that is the special offer from Dorothy. So check that out and purchase copies of our magazine. Get a subscription. It's a fantastic magazine. Dorothy, we got to tell everyone, how did we meet? Because right away, this was a meant to be, wasn't it?
It was, and we were discussing this the other day because we were trying to remember exactly how did we meet.
Hey, well, you know, it was from LinkedIn, wasn't it? I think it was from LinkedIn, the joy of social media.
I think it was, and I'm trying to think how the conversation got going back and forth, but it was such a delight because your article, I just loved the article you submitted.
Thank you.
The magazine is really a feel-good magazine, and it fit right in there when you talked about the pet therapy, so yeah. I really appreciate that, Sue.
Well, and you know, what was interesting was that you had lost Peanut, your dog.
That's right.
And yeah. Peanut was sitting right with me as I'm talking with you, giving you all these messages. And it was 3 weeks later, my dog Molly crossed over.
That's right.
And we lost her too. So it was really a real time, interesting time for us. How are you doing? Speaking of that, are you doing better now?
I'm doing much better. I still feel that loss. We had Peanut for 13 years, yeah. And she was my confidant. You know, mm-hmm. she listened to everything I had to say. You know,
yeah.
But I have to admit, we adopted a little girl this week. I haven't even met her yet. My husband picked her up on Tuesday,
okay.
Because I'm down in Victoria waiting for the baby, of course.
Yeah.
And there was a whole series of synchronicities up to this. But anyway, we've got a little Chiweenie. Do you know what that is?
Okay, sounds like a Chihuahua or Chihuahua? Chihuahua.
Chihuahua and Wiener. Peanut, oh. My other dog, was a Chiweenie as well. She didn't know that. She thought she was purebred Wiener dog all her life, and we never told her any difference.
Yeah.
But the fact was, you know, she had the Chihuahua eyes, you know, all along.
Yeah.
So we've got another Chiweenie, and it could very well be Peanut for all we know, because Peanut, we lost her on April 4th, and this little girl was born on May the 8th. So
how interesting!
She's bonding well, and we've called her Luna.
Luna, nice. Well, I anyone listening, you know, when you lose a pet, we can both tell you it's tough. But I don't even know if we spoke since we lost Molly. I had always said to her, you know, when it's your time to go, please don't make me take you for the needle. You know, I need you to go in your sleep for me, because I had, you know, my dog Rocky passed away in my arms. As folks, you'll read in the magazine article about that. And it's a hard thing to make that decision. And I said to Molly, when it's your time, just let me know. And me being a Reiki master, I would do Reiki on her every day. I knew for the last year she was full of cancer. And she would never let me feel her pain. When I work on someone, I can feel their stuff. She would not let me feel it. And what happened, the time she chose to go was less than 1 hour before my radio show went live. Oh. And she came inside. And again, the synchronicities that unfolded around that. I just knew when she came in, she had this abscess burst on the side of her, and there was blood all over her. And she chose Ross was the one to take her to the vets. And when she came in, I could do, like, kiss her, I could touch her, anything, until that one time. And I knew it was time. And we said our goodbyes. I went on the show. I don't know how I still did it 20 minutes later. Thank God for my producer, Christopher. I love you, Christopher. You got me through that. And I was, you know, typing to Christopher, oh my God, you know, I think we're losing Molly right now. And my guest happened to be a soul connector, Michelle Vickers. And I was feeling Molly crossing over as I'm doing the live show. And Michelle and Christopher got me through that. So again, the synchronicities, you know, Molly knew I didn't want to take it for the needle, but that's the way she, you know, had to go, that she chose. Yeah. And, you know, there's so many synchronicities in our life, isn't there? That
there is.
Sometimes people aren't aware of them. We got
to. No,
we gotta,
because, you know, they're used to calling them coincidences all their life. You
exactly.
know, and
yeah.
and it's really about tuning into them, and that's it's been synchronicities that I wasn't really even paying attention to until after the fact. That really sent me on my pursuit of intuitive living, which is what the magazine is all about as well.
Now, let's talk about that. Let's tell everyone what happened with you. How did you get onto that pursuit?
Well, I had been working corporately for an international beauty company for about 15 years, and I was living originally at that when I started with them on the east coast of Canada on Prince Edward Island. Uh-huh. And had moved back out to the west coast of Canada, and we're on another little island, Gabriola. Prior to moving back west, though, my father, who was living on Prince Edward Island, had numerous times he had told me I was working too hard, and I knew it really bothered him that the amount of hours I was putting into my job every day.
Yeah.
But my father, after we moved west, he fell sick. He had cancer. And I had been out to visit him a few times. And the last time I was out to see him, he said to me, don't worry about it. I'm going to be around till September. Don't worry. And this was in July, just after his 75th birthday.
Wow.
And I flew back west and I went back to work. And I was traveling. I was on the road. And actually, I had my daughter with me because she was going over to visit her aunt at the same time. Mm-hmm. And we were crossing over a bridge when all of a sudden I felt my father with me, and I knew he was dying. I just felt the fear that he was carrying with him, and I just remember praying, you know, just give him an angel and let him not feel afraid right now. And then I looked at the clock radio in the car, and I felt him at peace, and I looked at my daughter and I said, you know, Lara, I think Grandpa just passed away. And sure enough, when we got to the hotel, I phoned the hospital, and my sister answered, and she said, oh, you got the news? And I said, no, I didn't. But I said, I know somehow.
Yeah.
I know. And even though this happened to me at that time, you know, I just kind of dove back into the job and didn't really pay much attention to it. But then I had something that happened with my job that kind of shook me up a little bit. A similar experience. This time, instead of going over a bridge, I was going under a tunnel. So water plays a big part for me. But I was preparing for a big workshop that I was doing with my job, and I got a call from the vice president about a meeting, and I was heading to go and see her, and as I was going under this tunnel, I got this message that came through my head that said, "You're losing your job." And I thought, what the heck? You know, where is that coming from? And I wasn't really paying attention to it as I was driving along. And then I thought, no, I'm going to analyze this a little bit. What does this mean to me if I'm losing my job? So I went in there and I thought, well, I know if there's more than one person there that this is a fact. And how am I going to handle this? So even though it was a really horrible experience, it kind of prepared me and allowed me to handle it in a better way.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think it's the end of the world, big crisis for them when something like that happens. And it's really one of the greatest things that you could have happened, because it's opening a new door, starting a new chapter for you.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad take note of that, listeners. What do you just heard there?
I still felt terrible, right? But at least I went in prepared, and you know, I'm sure it had a huge effect on my adjustment along the way, and it was tuning into that. It was like you know, when you see an airplane pulling a sign behind it, and that's what it was like. The words just kind of came through. And so after I lost my job, I was filling time, and I joined a women's business and professional group in Duncan, which is where I was living at the time. And I met a hypnotherapist there who did hypnotherapy, past life regression, and so on. And I decided to go in and visit her, because I thought, you know, I'm not sure where I want to go from here. I'm going to go and have a couple of sessions. Well, the first session I went and had with her, her name is Barbara Adelsberg. She's just amazing, and she writes for the magazine now. The first session I had with her, she took me under, and when I came out of the hypnotherapy session, she said, "Dorothy, this is really strange. I don't normally do this, but I need to tell you, your father is the reason you lost your job. He made it happen." Now, my father's last words to me when I spoke to him on the phone were, "You work too hard." And I said to Barbara, "You know, Barbara, you couldn't be more accurate. And it totally makes sense now. Dad didn't want me working the way I was working in that job." And so all of these things were synchronicities that played into I was at that time.
Can I, on that note, we have to take a commercial break. We're going to let everybody hang until we have the commercials. Folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Dorothy's going to share more about her story. You want to ask questions? Call in and to the number at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Or ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my great friend Dorothy Jean Angst here today. She's the publisher of True Blue Spirit Magazine. Great magazine. Y'all have to check it out. I'm featured in it this month for the June and July issue. Great inspiring story. I have to say myself, it's about my dog, Rocky. If you go to my blog, my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the blog button, and you'll see that Dorothy has so kindly given a special offer to you all to get the magazine. Great magazine. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Dorothy, I cannot talk highly enough about you or the magazine. Before we went to commercial break, you were saying how your dad took your job away from the other side.
That's right.
Do you want to take it from there?
I'll take it from there. Like I said, I was at a hypnotherapist, Barbara Adelberg, when she relayed that message to me, and it was so accurate because the last words he said to me were, "You work too hard," and I knew he wanted me to get out of that job so badly. And it really helped to lift some of the burden because, you know, when you do lose your job, you kind of blame yourself. What did I do wrong, you know?
But he
really took that away. And not long after that, I had a full-on visitation from my father.
Okay.
In my life of leisure that I had for about 9 months post-job, I was spending some time at home. And one afternoon, you know how once in a while you get that 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, with the sun shining bright, and you can just close your eyes, your valley?
Yeah.
I actually decided to take a nap. And this is something I just don't do, but I did this day.
Uh-huh.
And as I was waking up from my nap, I kind of laid in bed and stretched, and all of a sudden I looked at the end of the bed, and there floating about 3 feet off the ground was my father. Uh-huh. And I could just see him as clear as a bell. And we communicated for about 15 minutes. We never spoke. It was all telepathic communication.
Yeah.
And it felt so good. The tears just poured down my cheek. And it was so wonderful having him there. And it just... everything felt right. But after that happened, Sue, I knew I had to start searching because there was just too many things that had happened to me.
Yeah.
And I knew I was missing out on something. I was missing out on reaching some sort of level of consciousness or some plane that was out there. And I realized right at that point, it's there for every single one of us.
Yeah.
And we just need to be open to receive, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that necessarily the journey I'm going to take to find that those answers or that information is the same as what you're taking. But I just needed to get out there and find the information.
Yeah. Well, and don't you find that once you make a decision to do something, that things just start automatically coming to you like a magnet?
Like
the right people show up. You'll find that you'll have a feeling and then you need to call this person, or you need to go on here and connect with this person. Like, look at how you and I met through LinkedIn, and we were just talking, and then the next thing I know, I'm telling you about a message from your dog. I didn't plan that, but it was very healing for you, right?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
You know, then when we got talking, it was like, yeah, this is what happened for me when I started my radio show. And this is what started with you, the magazine. So, you know, I can tell you, and listeners, some of you may know my story, may not, but I made the decision that how I became a radio host was that I just simply wanted to help more people in the world cope, heal, and move forward. Didn't know how that was going to happen. And I was working with Jack Canfield at the time as my personal coach. And so he said, just put it out there and watch what unfolds. And it was, oh my gosh, within 2 weeks, I was asked to go on an internet radio show as a guest. And I thought, oh my God, I froze because I thought technology, internet radio, I don't know how you do that. I didn't imagine how you talk into your computer. I just didn't know how it was done. And so anyways, long story short, I went on the show and I'm on the show and the host welcomed me there, asked me the first question, and I never heard from her again for the rest of the show. But I kept hearing a voice saying, just keep talking, Sue, just keep talking. And I just kept talking. And then right at the very end, she came back on and I thought, what kind of host is this? Like, really, you know? And so then we ended the show and I'm just shaking my head thinking, what the heck happened there? And she said, you know, congratulations, you've got your own show. And I said, I didn't sign up for a show. And she said, what happened? The first time ever her switchboard crashed and I ran her show and didn't know it. But I was one that I had to prove to myself I could do something. And I learned the hard way. I don't do that anymore. But and then that's what happened. You know, one thing led to another that I'm here now on this station and loving it and can't see myself, you know, not doing this because it's just so rewarding to share, you know, people like you. So, you know, folks, you're hearing two people share how we stayed open and you just never know where it will lead you. Dorothy, people say, what are synchronicities? How do you want to define that?
You know what? A synchrony, it's so hard to define because for every person, it's a little bit different. I really love James Redfield's book because he talks a lot about synchronicities. And he refers in his books to, you know, that seeing that light, that glow. And and that is definitely one of the things that happens, you know, to me when there's a synchronicity. It's like the room lights up or sometimes it's the hair on your arm that goes up. And you know, sometimes it's a one of synchronicity. And other times it might be several things that build up to something. And now I find when these things happen, these little triggers, I just kind of say, okay, I'm storing that in the back of my memory because I know that something, this is key. And and when that key moment happens, I'll go, aha, I remember now. Even the magazine, I was over visiting a friend of mine in Salt Spring Island here on the West Coast. Okay. And her name's Carol Spencer. She's a spiritualist medium.
Okay.
And we were having tea, which we always do when we get together. Yeah. And we're chatting away, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, and this was in January of 08, I said, I'm going to publish a magazine come September. And she looked at me, and she said, well, where did that come from? And I said, I have no idea, but let's put it out there. I had no publishing background whatsoever. So, you know, this was just totally foreign and new to me. But I did just that. We just put it out there. And in March, I had to head out to Prince Edward Island to see my mother. And at that point in time, I still had done nothing towards this so-called magazine.
Okay.
But when I was out in PEI, I noticed there was a new metaphysical store that had opened in Charlottetown, and I went in to see it.
Okay.
And I was chatting with the owners, and I said, I'm going to publish a magazine come September. Would you like copies of it?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, yeah. And I remember getting back in my mother's car, and I thought, what are you saying?
But it didn't feel right, though? It felt right, didn't it?
It felt right, but at the same time, the ego, my brain part of me, was questioning it. You know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But at the same time, oh, yeah, I knew it was right. And actually, I wrote about it in my journal in April. And from the time I wrote about it, that's when things really started to happen.
It is so true. And folks, you know, when you get that feeling, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we all kind of get freaked by sometimes when we say things like, my poor husband rolls his eyes. I can't tell you how many times when I say something and then it unfolds. And of course, you know, it's like, of course we are, Sue. Of course we're doing that, you know, and then 6 months later it unfolds or whatever, right? Let me ask you, we're almost out of time. And folks, we're going to let Dorothy go at this commercial break. Why? Because she's going to go and deliver a baby. her daughter has so kindly, and her new grandchild-to-be has so kindly held off coming into the world so we could get this interview done with, over with today. But we don't want to push our limits. So Dorothy, we've got a minute left. Tell us what's in store for you and True Blue Spirit Magazine. What's coming up?
Well, there's a lot of excitement happening on the website, actually. We're doing a lot on the website. We've had so many new writers submitting articles. It's a constant evolution, the magazine is, and it's so exciting. I was just looking before I talked to you at the first issue and some of the middle issues and some of the latest issues, and it's so exciting to see the direction that it's going, and it's really just a feel-good. It's about helping everybody find that journey, you know, find the right path for their journey. So I do hope that everyone takes the opportunity to have a read of True Blue Spirit. We just love sharing all of the wonderful articles that writers like yourself have to share.
Thank you.
And it's been a blessing just being on the show with you as well, Sue. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my friend, for being with us. And I have to tell you, it has certainly been an honor for me to be a part of your magazine, because I have shared it with many people, and I've got only positive things have been said about it. Folks, I do encourage you to check it out. Check out the special offer on AskSueLondon.com. On the blog area, you'll see the offer from Dorothy. And one more time, do you want to share the website for everyone, Dorothy?
Sure, it's www.truebluespirit.com. I guess I didn't have to tell you the www, you know that.
Right.
But click on Sue's picture, and it'll ask you for a password, and that's radio.
Okay? Perfect. Well, Dorothy, I love you, my friend. I'm going to let you go deliver that baby now.
Thanks, Sue. I'll let you know later what it is.
Everyone listening, I won't keep you in too much suspense. We'll let you know next week if it was a boy or girl.
Thanks. You take care.
Thanks. This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share some techniques to help you become aware of the synchronicities in your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today my guest, Dorothy Jean Angst, and I talked about tuning into synchronicities. I am a firm believer, folks, that everything in our life happens for a reason. I believe that we're always in the right place at the right time and always to meet the right people. But the trick is that you have to become present and open and aware of your surroundings, of what people are saying to you. Over the past few months, I've been sharing my journey with you about how my husband Ross and I, we've now become empty nesters. We're selling our house, and in just 3 weeks today, we're moving into a hotel while we wait for our new house to build. Now, some people would look at this as a really stressful situation, but because I've kept myself present, open, and aware, it's been absolutely incredible the things that I see about synchronicities, how things are unfolding for us. And I find that in my life, when I make a decision for something, it happens right away. So as I was sitting and I was reflecting on, you know, how things have changed this year for us, I couldn't help but see about all of these synchronicities. And I thought what I would do now is kind of share some examples with you, because you're all having things happen in your life and they're all leading to one thing or another, many situations, but maybe you're not aware of how this works. So let me kind of just enlighten you in this kind of segment of the show. It went back that in early April, my husband Ross and I decided that we're going to start thinking seriously about downsizing our home. Our last baby at home, she was thinking about moving out soon, and we knew that we wanted to do more traveling, and we felt we didn't need to have a big house when we wanted to do so much traveling. So it was about a week later after that, we made that, you know, decision that our final baby came home and said that she had found the perfect first apartment. Well, a day after that, Ross and I decided we were going to sell our house. It was a shock for Ross because I'm one that when I make a decision, I make it now. You don't see warnings. It just happens. So we decided to sell it, but we didn't know who was going to sell it. So then later that night, we were out for a walk. We go out for a walk every single night, take our dogs, you know, for a good half an hour walk. And we discovered on this one particular walk that a neighbor had a for sale sign on his front lawn. And when Ross saw the sign, he had that feeling that he needed to connect with her. He felt that he wanted to talk with her and, you know, interview her to see if that she was the agent for us. He just had this gut feeling. And this is how things unfold for you. So when you get a gut feeling, become aware of that and take action right away. So what happened before we signed a contract with her, Ross just wanted to be on the sure side, and he wanted to get a second opinion. So he went on his computer and he randomly, and I'm quoting randomly, he found another real estate agent in the area. He called the agent, and the agent came over. Right away, all I wanted to do, folks, was just hug her. I couldn't explain it. I just wanted to hug her. I didn't see her as a business person, but I saw her as somebody that was sent to us for us to help her with something that she was having happen in her life. Well, it turned out that she had a daughter who struggled with fibromyalgia. Now, here's the synchronicity behind this. The very next night on my radio show was guest actress Mary McDonough, and she had struggled in her life with fibromyalgia. And if you remember back in March, Mary came on the show and she talked about all her challenges she had with her health, and fibromyalgia was the conversation of the show. So no surprise to me. And when we were saying goodbye to this second agent, I started, as I was hugging her, I started getting messages from her son who had crossed over to the other side. And that message was very healing for her. So that agent that Ross randomly went online to get, there was no coincidence about that. It was all synchronicity unfolding that this woman was being sent to us for us to help her with so many different situations. I have done this many times, gone online myself, and if I'm looking for a new hairdresser or I'm looking for, you know, maybe the right person to do a job for us where I don't have a referral, every time I've gone online, I have been referred to that right person, and there has been no coincidences behind that. Nothing, folks, is ever random. Everything does happen for a reason. And so what ended up happening, we ended up did hire that real estate agent. But here's the thing that many of you may not know about me is that when I hire someone, you're going to be interviewed not by me, but from my dogs. And so I'll have you come to my office and my dogs will be here. And I watch how the dogs and you interact. Well, right away, the dogs loved this agent. That was a bonus for her. Another thing I said to her was that I needed her to visualize the outcome that we wanted to achieve. We wanted to see that we had a fast sale and we wanted to get a specific price for our house. And the whole time I'm saying this to her, my husband's just rolling his eyes like, oh, here Sue goes again, right? And what happened, instead of her doing the same thing, thinking I, you know, two horns or whatever, right away she said, you know, I understand totally where you're coming from because my mother is a psychic medium. So again, she understood about visualization and the power of law of attraction and that. So definitely was the right person for us. And all because of that sign that went up on the lawn just a few hours after we had put that intention out. Now, something else that really happened that was really cool that happened this week for us is that we were canceling our utilities. And when we were canceling the utilities, I phoned, we have the same company for our internet, our TV, and our internet TV and our phone. And but I have to talk to a different person for the phone because it's a different division. Well, when I canceled the internet and the internet and the TV, the person didn't tell me anything. I would lose my email addresses. And I'm kind of a non-techie, even knowing that I didn't know that when you cancel your provider, you're going to lose your your emails. Well, what ended up happening was the girl who canceled our phone said, you know what, I know what you're going through. And she straightened out the situation that we will not lose our emails. But she went on to tell us that she knew it was like moving. And she said, I know exactly what you're going through. And she shared how she was moving to this little village called Winona. And I said, that's where we're moving. Long story short, she is going to be our neighbor moving in right next door. So her and I have been on email every day supporting each other through this wonderful process of, you know, the joy of moving into a new house. So again, there's no coincidences. Everything does happen for a reason. And when you have conversations with them, it's amazing what you can learn from them. So when you meet someone for the first time, have a conversation with them. See what you have in common. Often people will share things with you that will be messages for you, leading you to the next step you need to take, leading you to your new home, to your new job. Have conversations. Be open. And be aware of what unfolds for you next. We have had a great show today. It has gone so fast. I am so grateful that Dorothy's new grandchild has held out for us to have the show. I hope that something that either myself or my guest, Dorothy Jean Engs, has said to you is going to help you along your journey. Now, I want to invite you to check out the magazine, True Blue Spirit, at truebluespirit.com. And go to my website, asksuelondon.com, and check me out. And go to the blog, find the special offer from Dorothy. I want to thank my guest today, Dorothy Jean Engs, for being with us. And I really want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, next week on the show, our guest will be actor Neil Crone. And Neil is going to share his inspiring story of overcoming colon cancer and the lessons that he learned from having that disease. On behalf of my guest, Dorothy Jean Engs, and myself, Sue London, and my wonderful producer, Chris DiPaolo, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.